Shifter. Climb into my
spoon. Uncho, Deadpan, Mangan, Jack, Seven, welcome. Comments, Greasy. First nip of the week, appropriately enough, Just a Joe says, these are not the Greasy Spoon comments you were looking for. 2 of 5. The Energizer Bunny says, my poor husband, almost all the schools in Calgary are closed due to the weather. However, his school was having a PD, parentheses, professional development, close parentheses, day, so there were no classes anyway. All the teachers still have to go in because report cards are due tomorrow. Sucks to be him today. 3rd, Ernest Borgnine. Retro says, time to commute. Late R, spelled L-8-R. Deadpan fans, smiley face. 4th, Susanna Hoffs. Again, Retro, he says, to quote Brian, we don't want Dub to be without a cock. 5th hemorrhoid of the week, and again it's Retro. It says maybe everybody should watch Peter Jackson's Bad Taste and decide if he's right for The Hobbit. I wonder if The Hobbit could be improved by adding puke-eating aliens. Ellipsis. And fuck it, let's do a bonus. Ed from Texas says, Jack, I don't know if we can be friends anymore, though I have to give props for admitting you hadn't seen Hudson Hawk. Aw, hell, I can't stay mad at you. But haven't seen Hudson Hawk? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. And oh, what the hell. Stephen B. Hawking convinced me to let him do one reading, so we'll actually have another bonus one, read by our guest reader, Stephen B. Hawking.
Just a J0E says, drunk dogs, dog, dog, hee hee, comma, hee hee, inebriate, inebriate.
My throat is starting to hurt.
All right, so that was the greasy. That was the greasy spoon comments game. It was all a bit of fun, and we all had a great laugh. Yes, I am doing it solo this week because my lovely, sometimes co-host Leanne Mabry is in bed. Hey, she can't be on every week. Well, she can if she wants, but you know what I mean. If all goes according to plan, you'll hear plenty from her during the next Deadpan full episode. But anyway, I actually have some rambling for this unshow. But first, let's take care of the other piece of business for this episode, this unshow. It's the Greasy Jelly Bean game, where listeners just like you try to predict how many comments there will be on the comments page, and whoever comes the closest with their guess gets a Greasy Jelly Bean point. Mouse click. The predictions were 537, 415, 555, and 463. The actual amount of comments, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's close enough. The actual amount of comments is 382, which makes our 415 guesser the winner, and that would be Thomas. Thomas coming out of a semi-retirement for the Greasy Jellybean game and getting a point. All right, some orders of business here. Rhea, a.k.a. the Energizer Bunny, in answer to your question on the boards, yes, I did get that that thing that you sent me, and it will make its way into the next episode. Paul Mackey, yes, I'm a bonehead, and I've accidentally omitted, including your Repo Pan thoughts in the last episode, the Repo Pan episode. My apologies, and that will be in the Repo Pan Hangover section of the next episode. So if you have more Repo Man thoughts, you know, your opinion or your take or something about the movie Repo Man, it's not too late. You can send it in because there will be a Repo Pan Hangover in the next Deadpan episode, which is what, number 88. And as far as that Repo Pan 87, there were some feed issues, and a lot of you didn't get that episode, and a lot of subscribers didn't get that episode. My apologies. In fact, if you're listening to this one, you may have jumped through some kind of hoops to get it, because apparently as of today, which is what, January 30th, the issues are still there. Pretty soon I'm going to start strapping USB drives to the legs of carrier pigeons. All right, and the final thought of the week is those of you who follow the comments boards may have noticed that the Smarty Hotties said that they're going to be posting less frequently from now on. And they scolded everyone for the, not like our comments were low this week, but lower than usual, our comment numbers. But But I'm glad to see that they're still going to be hanging around and still be making appearances and still listening and still be a part of the community, even if they can't be as prolific as they have been in the past. Great friends of Deadpan and great friends of mine. And I wish the best of them. You know, I mean, it happens to all of us. Life gets busy. However, you know, as far as their scolding, Deadpan has never been about obligations. It's not a club. You don't have dues or required comments or anything. But the coolest thing about the Deadpan comments board is it was always a place to go to just get great conversation, see great links to music and videos and just neat stuff around the web. No character limits, no egos, no pretension. Just smart people trading funny ideas and good thoughts and support. The community has been there pretty much since show number one, but, you know, it's evolved and changed over time, but it's still going strong. And, pardon me, some phlegm there. And I'd sure like to keep that part of it going. For as long as this thing's hanging around, as long as this podcast is coming out and staying interesting for you guys, and for as long as everyone wants to gather here and trade these funny links and ideas and jokes and puns and whatever we feel like saying. And all right, I'm babbling and this isn't even an episode. So I'm going to close down the Unshow outro babble. I guess this would be Unbabble. And all right, I've been Unjack Mangan. Get me your content. I do have stuff for show number, episode number 88 of The Deadpan, but your stuff is always welcome. Stolen paragraphs, stolen song lyrics, Deadpan is the way ideas, i.e. how to live this life happily that we're all sharing on this planet. Send me the contents of your fridge or whatever, or just tell me what you ate for breakfast. Whatever. I am really easy. I'll take what you got. All right. As I said, I do have some stuff lined up for episode 88, so it should be a good show. But still, you can definitely improve it. I'm out of here. Unshow is the motherfucking way.